Reporter Pippin Ross has been exploring what it means to live near the other coast as a New England Yankee. She sent our Saturday postcard from Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Stockbridge is one of those towns where 5,000 people live year-round, and about 50,000 come to visit, especially in the fall when the tiny main street is perpetually jammed with cars bearing New York license plates. We feel like we're different than the outsiders. That's because we are. Why? Well, for one thing, ventures a local named Gigi, we all have post office boxes.
I don't know what it means to be a Yankee. Good values. Thrifty. Resourceful. How many
people? At the local inn, a place that smells deliciously of wood smoke and roast beef, Joseph, an expatriate Yankee now living in the Southwest, continues the flattering portrayal.
Moxie as well, and entrepreneurship with a dose of poetry and good humor and love of life.
Maybe he's just nostalgic, I think. When Stuart, one of the few people to actually describe himself as a Yankee, says all that stuff's just a nice way of saying we're cheap and stubborn.
I think it's an isolated, arrogant kind of existence.
Don't tell that to Sharon at the Elm Street Market, where outsiders cram the counter and order city things like egg white omelets.
They think they come up in our little town and we have to bow down to them. I better stop. You turn that off.
Can't turn off the weather, though. Anna, who often hangs out on the bench outside the market, says truly liking our crummy weather is the mark of a real Yankee.
I like it when it does stuff, you know, when things are out and about, leaves and snow, and when things are moving.
In a dreary kind of way.
Sure.
Yankees talk about the weather a lot. What we don't talk about is ourselves. I shuffle home through the leaves and winter's pending bluster, but I'm thinking, how can it be an isolated kind of existence when I know everyone by name? For NPR News, I'm Pippin Ross in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.